26th of July 2020. We continue with the Father Meditations, Part 27, Theme, Healing and Deliverance. With the knowledge of the Lord and the experience of His love, our life and the depth of our being becomes less cramped. We come home more and more spiritually and emotionally, because our true home is a fellowship with God and His own. When we respond to the love of the Lord, then a wonderful path of ever deeper union with God begins, which is a great goal of our following the Lord, to be completely united with God, as far as it is possible on earth, and then in eternity. On this path, healing and liberation is needed for us human beings. With loving and earnest words, the Father addresses a problem that concerns the whole of humanity. So he says, "I myself come to explain to people, my children, what they have not yet fully understood up to this day. Yes, I myself come and bring to you the burning fire of love, so that with his help, the immense layer of ice that holds humanity imprisoned may melt and be dissolved in its efficacy." What does this layer of ice consist of? It reminds us of the word of the Lord, whether he will find love when he returns at the end of the times. This layer of ice can only consist in the fact that the hearts, if they are not touched and life comes again by love, become cold. One can close one's heart, harden it, become dull through habitation of evil. We can be manipulated through constant propaganda and become blinded by error. All this and more circumstances form a layer of ice around people. The rays of love have a hard time dissolving this layer of ice and melting our hearts. We only need to think about abortion. How much must the heart lose its way to take such a step against its own child, and what are the consequences? But there are countless other examples in this world which cause this layer of ice around mankind. It is the same on our personal path. Whenever love asks us and we refuse it, our heart hardens, and where life and light would have come, it becomes dark and empty. No one knows this better than our Father, and no one can heal this global and personal condition better than He Himself, if we are ready for it. This is why the Lord wants to light the fire of love, which obviously does not yet burn strong enough to penetrate us and drive away the coldness. If we open ourselves to God, then the Holy Spirit can loosen what is frozen in self. He can direct what has missed the way man begins to heal. But the Father does not only address the ice layer around mankind. He also points to the imprisonment of human beings, which results from the work of the devil. We hear again the words of the Father, "O beloved humanity, O you human beings, who are all my children, free yourself from the chains with which the devil keeps you bound to this day. Free yourself from the fear of a father who is exclusively love." One of these heavy chains is precisely the lack of trust in God, which can even turn into distrust. I have often mentioned how absurd the false fear of God or even distrust is. It is a negative unfolding of what happened in paradise, as we saw it yesterday. Perhaps it is not clear enough to us that we are dealing here with a chain which Satan puts around human beings in order to keep them from the true knowledge of God. In consequence, this then creates so-called substitution, by which is meant that in place of the trusting relationship with God, something else takes its place. That is to say, idolatry in the broadest sense of the word. What is needed here is an act of liberation, which we have to perform with the grace of God, a conscious surrender to God, and a rejection of everything that can separate us from God.
The communion verse we will listen to today says, "A great multitude of sick people and those who were troubled with unclean spirits came to him, for power came out from him and healed them all."
Iste pauper clamavit et hominus exaudivit eum, et de omnibus tribulationibus eius salvavit eum.